This is Terry Mandel, DO dictating attorney letter to Ken Hyder, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Hyder, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Jessica Tibby, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is J-E-S-S-I-C-A. Last name is Tibby, T-I-B-B-Y. On September 30th, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient was involved in an injury on January 14th, 2025 at Chipotle, where she works on the crew line, period. She was entering a door and tripped over a couple chairs and fell on her left knee, period. She landed on both knees, period. She had immediate pain in both knees, comma, left hip, comma, entire left leg, comma, and low back, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, she's still having pain and problems involving her left knee, period. New paragraph. Her left knee pain was determined to be contributed by a torn meniscus, and it required surgery on June 16, 2025, with repair, period. Her treatment has consisted of surgery, physical therapy, and medication, period. The pain is constant and throbbing, period. She states her kneecap pops, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 2 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the foot, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient. She was seen in the emergency room 5 days later at IU West. X-rays performed. She was treated and released, period. Approximately 5 weeks later, she was seen at IU West Orthopedics, seen a few times and referred to physical therapy, period. MRI was done. She was referred to Ortho Indy several times, and they advised surgery, which they did do, and had more physical therapy at team rehab, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems climbing stairs, comma, kneeling, comma, squatting, comma, lifting over 10 pounds, comma, driving over 30 minutes, comma, walking over 10 minutes, comma, standing over 10 minutes, comma, sitting over 30 minutes, comma, sports such as basketball and softball, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include gabapentin for the knee, as well as over-the-counter medicines, period. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes gabapentin over-the-counter, comma, exercises, comma, a knee brace, comma, and 10-unit, period. New paragraph, past medical history is unremarkable. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals June 18th, 2025, knee surgery for this injury, period. She has had prior cesarean section and eye surgery, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history revealed the patient never injured her left knee in the past, period. The patient has not had prior work injuries, period. The patient has not had prior automobile accidents, period. New paragraph, patient's occupation is that of food services, and she missed approximately 9 months of work, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, Ortho Indy Brownsburg, September 11th, 2025. Case injury date, January 14th, 2025. Chief complaint, left knee pain. Records were reviewed, period. They state derangement of the medial meniscus of the left knee, pain of the lower left leg. They state arthroscopy of the knee, June 16th, 2025. Left arthroscopy with partial medial meniscectomy, period. Assessment slash plan is left knee medial meniscus tear, comma, status post arthroscopy with partial medial meniscectomy on June 16th, 2025, period. I did recommend placing her into a medial unloader brace, given her job requires her to be on her feet standing and walking for most of the day, period. Further notes say derangement of the medial meniscus left knee and pain of the lower leg, period. Once again, they note the arthroscopy done June 16th, 2025. Onset was January 14th, 2025. Sudden in the context is trauma, period. She returns for follow-up of her left knee. She is 6 weeks out from arthroscopy, period. On physical exam, she has a trace effusion of the knee, period. Her flexion is to about 110 degrees, period. Medial and lateral McMurray's test causes generalized anterior knee pain, period. She does have some pain with active knee extension from a seated position, period. Further note states she returns for follow-up of her left knee. She is 6 weeks out from her arthroscopy, period. She feels like she is getting a little bit worse, period. She states she feels like it locks up on her, period. She does sometimes wear her Dyna Track DY, capital DYNA, newer track, TRACT, which helps, period. She is taking her gabapentin, period. End of report. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the above medical records, have found that all of her treatment as outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of her work injury fall at Chipotle's on January 14th, 2025, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me today, Dr. Mandel, ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Cervical examination was unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs, clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the right knee was unremarkable, period. Examination of the left knee was grossly abnormal with multiple scoping scars involving the left knee, period. There was unrelated bunion scar of the left foot, period. The patient presented with an abnormal gait due to this injury, period. Also, examination of the left knee revealed 15% swelling, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 28 degrees, period. There was diminished strength of the left knee, period. There was palpable tenderness and heat of the left knee, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. Neurological examination revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel is number 1, left knee trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and medial meniscus tear, period. The above resulting in arthroscopic surgery on June 16th, 2025 of partial medial meniscectomy, period. The above diagnoses were caused by the work injury at Chipotle on January 14th, 2025, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period. Review of the medical records reveals she was given an incorrect 1% impairment rating. I disagree with that, period. Utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, referring you to Table 16-3, the patient qualifies for a 9% lower extremity impairment, which equates to a 4% whole body impairment utilizing Table 16-10, period. The basis for this 9% lower extremity impairment is strictly and totally a direct result of the work injury at Chipotle on January 14, 2025, period. By permanent impairment, I am meaning the patient will have continuous pain and diminished range of motion in her left knee for the remainder of her life, period. As she ages, she will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the left knee, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Ongoing prescription and over-the-counter medications will be $100 a month for the remainder of her life, period. Some injections in her knee will cost approximately $1,800, period. Supplies, ongoing supplies for 10 units that she presently has will be $200 a year for the remainder of her life, period. I ask the patient to please get the cost of a medical unloader brace for which she will require the rest of her life, period. The patient was unable to get me that cost estimate, but I did an extensive review of literature and have determined that the cost of this brace would be $400 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. The patient is presently using a Dynatrac brace and will be required to use that until she does obtain the medical unloader brace, period. The patient was unable to work until she did obtain the original knee brace, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanent restrictions of her job, I feel that standing should be limited to 10 minutes, comma, sitting to 20 minutes, comma, walking to 20 minutes, comma, lifting to not greater than 10 pounds, period. She should not do any squatting or climbing of ladders, period. Stairs should be limited to 10 steps for the remainder of her life, period. Also, under future medical expenses, the patient should get physical therapy for additional 3 months at an estimated cost of approximately $2,000, period. New paragraph. In answer to some of your additional questions, as I mentioned, my personal research on medical unloader brace was that it will cost $400 and it will need to be replaced every 2 years and she will need to wear it for the remainder of her life, period. In terms of permanent restrictions, I did discuss those earlier in this letter, period. In reference to the Dynatrac brace, she will need to use it until such time as she gets the medical unloader brace, period. In reference to your question of physical therapy, I did state the time of additional physical therapy as well as the cost period. In reference to future surgery at this point in time, I do not anticipate more surgery, but should she deteriorate and as she ages, perhaps consideration should be given to her total left knee replacement period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation. And although the patient was very pleasant, she was difficult from a cooperation standpoint, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, Deal End of Dictation.